You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
That will come back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. Now I didn't say that. But the Lord said, if you have the ability to hear, more will be given unto you. The enemy fights us in the area of hearing because guess what? He doesn't want more to be given unto us. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He didn't want mother to get healed. Come on, somebody. But mother would press her way to church. Come on. Why? So that she could hear the word. Come on, somebody. There's healing in the word. Oh, glory to God. You know, sometimes people are staying home instead of coming to hear what God is saying. Oh, glory to God. She was hearing. We were praying for her. The prayers of the righteous avail us much. Come on. Call upon the elders and they shall lay hands upon you and pray for you. She wasn't relying and dependent on these doctors, even though the doctors might have played a part in it. Come on, but we're talking what? Stage four. Come on, she needed more than the doctors. Come on, she needed to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Glory to God. Now, when we went to Deerfield, and they laid hands on my wife, and she began to spit up blood. I put it this way. I believe that was a cancerous blood. Oh, glory to God. It just began to, I'm sitting there and I'm watching. I'm like, whoa, wait, what's going on here? But she's spitting up blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She ain't going nowhere. She's still here. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Now, as a matter of fact, let's go to verse 25. For him who has will more be given. Oh, who has what? Who has the word? Who has the word? Who has root? Oh, glory to God. Well, the word run deep in you. More, God is saying, more will be given unto you. And from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away by force. The enemy is able to steal from you. The enemy is able to take things from you. Come on, he's able to steal marriages. He's able to steal your money. He's able to steal your future, your destiny. Come on, your purpose. Oh, glory to God. He's able to steal all of these things if you're not rooted, if you're not rooted in the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. How many of you remember when I was teaching a while back? Seemed like sometimes I never get finished with the messages that I'm preaching, but I was preaching about stop making healing hard. I remember telling, we had a wonderful person here at the church, when we were on US-1, and she's gone to be with the Lord now, but she was having some marital problems, and she was like, I done done all I could do. I done all I could do. And I said, well, did you call a fast? She was crying and tears coming down her eyes. I said, did you have a fast? Did you call a fast? All of a sudden, it seemed like the tears stopped. That they could have went in reverse. They would have went in reverse. Oh, glory to God. Now, sometimes we're hearing that we need to pray. But are we hearing that we need to fast also? Oh, glory to God. I was just discussing with one of my customers, because sometimes we're making excuses why people aren't here. sometimes why people aren't healed is because, guess what, we're not following, or we don't have the ability to hear the simple instructions that God is giving from the pulpit. Let me say this, all of us go through something. All of us fight some things. Oh, glory to God. Then you heard me say fight. Oh, glory to God. One of the first things we have to do is stop people from owning up to what the devil's doing. After I got tired of hearing this person at the shop who's a born again Christian, I got tired of hearing them say, my this, my that. They said it after about 5 times in the conversation. I finally had to walk out the back and say, if you own that thing one more time, I'm about to come out here and choke you. Because the enemy has a right to keep it on your life. See, let me say this here. There's a lot of things that hinder healing. One of the things is that, what are you saying? Not around me, but what are you saying? And when you're not around me, you're not around the church. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says right words, how forceful are right words. How forceful right words, speaking the right words is a force. I didn't say it, but the Bible says it. And so it's very important, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Me and my wife, we're praying for people to be healed. Oh, glory to God. But we understand also that, guess what? We have to receive it, hear it, and practice it. Amen. Somebody say practice it. Practice it. Gotta be careful what comes out of your mouth. Sometimes it's the atmosphere, okay? The atmosphere that you're in that can stop you, because you have some churches that don't even believe in healing. And so guess what? You have people that are sit up under the ministry and they'll never teach about healing. I'm just telling you what goes on here in America in the churches. They don't preach. You say, we believe in preaching about, we believe in healing. Okay, if you really believe in it, you will teach on it. And so if you don't teach on it, you don't believe a whole lot in it. So you got to teach on it. You got to teach about healing. You got to talk about healing. Oh, glory to God. The Bible tells us not to forget our benefits. It's a benefit. Come on. You know, it's kind of like working a job. You got benefits, don't you? If you got benefits on your job, a lot of times people are getting a job, they're trying to find out, okay, what kind of benefits does this job have? We need to understand that there's benefits in serving the Lord. That God wants you healed. What's that first scripture? A desire to prosper and be in good health. Be in good health. God wants us to be in good health. Sometimes God got to get past our thinking. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Blow up our thinking. Sometimes it's simply because we can be spiritually lazy. Okay. Spiritually lazy. We can know the scripture. The Bible says to meditate on the word of God day and night, and it'll make your way prosperous. You can know to meditate and not meditate. Yeah. And this says that it will make your way prosperous. Sometimes, all right, I was at the shop and I heard this lady. Sometimes people have been praying and they've been praying about something for a long time. And I'm like, okay, you're just praying. What else are you doing? Are you meditating? Yes, I went there. I went down the line. Are you meditating? Are you meditating on the word? By his stripes I'm healed. Meditates means to mutter. By his stripes I'm healed. Sometimes I'll lay back on a pillow and I just begin to meditate on the word. I just begin to say it till it get in my spirit. Oh, glory to God. Till it just ignite in my spirit. Come on. That when something comes, let me show you something. You know it's in your spirit and you know it's in your heart, your soulish man, because guess what? When something sticks its head up, it's the first thing that comes out your mouth. You're not saying what the old Thomas used to say. My God, you're saying what God is saying now. Why? Because you have meditated on it for so long, that's all you know now. Oh, glory to God. it's natural for me now to say, if somebody said, you got a cold. No, I don't have a cold. I'm fighting. But I don't have nothing. Colds and stuff like that don't even stay on me for it. I mean, it may stick his head up, but guess what? It's gone in no time. I'm not bragging. It's because guess what? I've changed my lane. I don't give it a right. Okay, all right. I won't even go on into that. All right. So yes, we know prayer is part of it. The Bible says that effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, glory to God. Jesus challenged the disciples to pray with him at least 1 hour. They couldn't you pray with me at least 1 hour? Come on, you ought to challenge yourself to try to pray at least an hour a day. Now, you know, I'm not saying that you got to be on your knees the whole hour, but come on, there are sometimes when we're driving. Oh, glory to God. Set that cell phone aside. Come on. Turn the radio off and pray. I heard Joyce Meyer say one day a long time ago, she said, I spend 15 minutes a day praying for my health. Oh, glory to God. And then you can also incorporate other people's health, because the Bible lets us know what you want God to do for you, do for others. And so you need to pray for other people's health also, not just yours. Is this good or what? Y'all enjoying this? All right, I wasn't getting no amen, so I was just checking to see if y'all was still. All right. Oh, glory to God. Are you decreeing? You can be praying about something, but are you declaring? Are you waking up? The Bible says that you have the ability to program, and I won't go all into the scripture, but you can program your day. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. So yes, I'm meditating. Yes, I'm praying, and I'm also decreeing. By his stripes, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I'm healed by his stripes. No plague shall come by my dwelling. Glory to God. Healing is the children's bread. It's my bread. I eat of it. I partake of it every day. No plague shall come by my dwelling. Come on. I decree and declare these things over me, over my health. The Bible says the word of God don't come back void. Come on. Oh, glory to God. When you send out, come on. See, the Bible says that the angels are sent out hearkening. Hallelujah. Hearkening to the word of God.
Yes.
To go out and perform it. Glory to God. I pray God got a healing angel in here today. That not only you be healed, but your hope be whole. Come on, nothing missing, nothing lacking. I'm starting to pray now and ask God to make people whole, not just heal people. Sometimes you can say, Lord, heal that big toe. Come on, they got 5-10 other things going on in their bodies. Amen, somebody. So if you're going to pray, you might as well think big. Ask for an overhaul. You know, sometimes you're taking the car to some place and they just need an overhaul. They come and they got a whole list, about 10 things that need to be done. Just sometimes we just need an overhaul. Come on, we need God to renew our strength like the eagle. Oh, glory to God. When you see a hurricane, keep dancing and praying for folks. And look at your wonderful youthfulness. Come on. She's moving around and jumping around.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. It takes for the Lord to renew your strength for you to do all of that.
Yes. Almost 82.
Come on, still got her groove. Still ain't got nothing on her.
Yes.
I never watched that movie, but I had an idea of what it was about. You know, what's that movie called? Stella Gets Her Groove Back or something like that? Get some mojo back. I don't know what it was, but anyways, yeah. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say expectancy.
Yes.
Come on, when you believe in God for healing, come on, oh, glory to God, you don't wait to get to church, and you come with expectancy. The woman with the issue of blood, man, she was like, hey, she didn't even say it out loud. She was saying it within herself. I can only touch the hem of his garment. She was talking to herself. She was encouraging herself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. You got to encourage yourself. If there's nobody there to pat you on the back, nobody there to give you a hug, no shoulder to cry on, you got to encourage yourself. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You got to talk to yourself. God want me healed. Come on. It's in his word. Oh, glory to God. He got it in his word. It's my benefit. He told me not to forget it, so I ain't forgetting it. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to hold it up in his face. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray about your unbelief. Somebody said, pray about unbelief. Hallelujah. God says, any unbelief in me, take it out of me. Hallelujah. 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 Because sometimes our unbelief can stop other people from being healed. Okay, all right. Mary, Martha, simple orders, roll away the stone. Yeah, well, Lord, he's been dead for this many days. Roll away the stone. Come on. Hallelujah. Stop with the excuses. Come on, why am I saying this? Because sometimes we can walk past a blind man. Come on. And he'll still be blind, but we don't walk past him. Somebody come up to you on the job and say they're not feeling well. Come on, we won't even pray for them. I'm going to put you on our prayer list. Oh, glory to God. We just sit there and we start recommending medicines and aspirins and all of this stuff. No, the devil is a liar. Come on, give it a whack. Oh, glory to God. Even the disciples, come on. They said, hey, you know, we were laying hands on this young man who was moonstruck. We were laying hands on him and nothing happened. Come on, at least they gave it a whack. But then they had to go back and get other instructions. Come on. Jesus said some things come through fasting and praying. Oh, glory to God. Stop pointing people to man and man's solution and point them to the healer, the manufacturer of our bodies. Come on, somebody. What's wrong with the people of God? We're not living up to our potential. Help us, Lord. Help me. We're not living up to our potential. Sometimes we don't even know what's in us. And just because it don't work don't mean it ain't gonna work the next time. Come on. The first time the Lord had me to stand over a dead man, and I said, death, loose him, and the guy got up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I didn't know I was gonna give up, but guess what? I was young in the Lord. Come on. But I had been reading the word. I had been devouring the word on a third ship, and I was just believing everything that it had to say. Come on, because there has to be application. We got to apply what we are hearing. If we never apply what we're hearing, come on, we're not going to see no results. You got, it's like going in the weight room. You got to lift some weights. Anybody get this? Sometimes you got to add something to your prayer. You be praying. How many know that you can have a fire, and the fire could be a little fire, but if you add some lighter fluid, anybody ever went to the grill and squirted that can up and it's woof. And it's like, well, guess what? There are things that you add. There are things that you can add to prayer. You can add giving to prayer. Some people can't fast. Okay, all right. Some people can't fast, but guess what? You can give. You can pray and give. Cornelius prayed and he gave. And his entire family was saved. What am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes prayer is not working by itself. Okay, all right. It's not that prayer don't work. Sometimes you just gotta add something to your prayers. Let me say this. Prayer works. Okay, but sometimes you gotta add something to prayer. I don't want anybody walking out of here making people think that prayer don't work. Prayer definitely works. But sometimes when the challenge gets bigger, when you're going up against a bigger devil, oh glory to God, you're going up and you're fighting stuff on a new level, you gotta add something to your prayers. When you look at Matthew's, it's like when Jesus said prayer and fasting. Let me say this here. Okay, I know what I wrote. I was going to say something off of Matthew chapter 6, but how many know in the book of, I think it's in the book of Judges chapter 21, when Israel lost 18,000 men one day and 22,000 men the next day in a battle. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says they went before God. They fasted. They prayed. They gave offerings to God. And the Bible says they sat quietly before the Lord. And God gave them some instructions. Sometimes when you're in a battle, come on, you got to start combining stuff with the prayers. Oh, glory to God. Just like with Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talked about praying, giving, and fasting. As a matter of fact, can I tell you something? The first thing he started talking about the alms first. So he started about giving, praying, and fasting. Come on, because your money is like warfare also. Okay, all right. It get things done in the natural realm, and it get things done in the spirit realm. Okay, and so here Jesus talks about these three things all in the same light, all at one time. And then we look over in the book of Judges, chapter 21, and we see them combining, praying, fasting. So if you want to get something done and you really mean business, me and my wife, we needed a vehicle. She wanted to go to work and we needed a vehicle and we just kept getting denied. And I went home. I saw this in the scripture one night, reading it out on the space center. I went home. I told my wife, I said, you know, she always cooked on Saturday night sometimes. And I said, okay, you know, hey, we're going to set that. We're not going to eat right away. We're going to fast, I think, probably till about 5 o'clock. And we're going to, you know, set blankets. We set blankets and pillows in the living room floor. And we got there and we got on our faces and we prayed. We went to church that Sunday. We gave a little secret offering. We sold a seed. Oh, glory to God. And what else did we do? We prayed, fasted. And then anyways, as we laid before God quietly, God spoke up and said, go back to the same bank. That bank had denied us, but I went back to the same bank. They said, Mr. Robinson, you know, you've been denied. Why are you back here? And I said, well, I would like for you to resubmit my application. I want to attach a letter to it. God gave me some instructions. I attached a letter to it. I said, I know I made some mistakes in the past, but I would like for you to reconsider my application. And God bless. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Well, guess what? They messed around and they gave me some money. But I went back to the bank and I said, that ain't enough. They gave me a couple of more $1,000. So by the time we got to the Volkswagen dealership that was out in West Cocoa, they had given us, about $14,000. They had a fully loaded jetter that was close to 20. It was about 18 something. And this, you know, that's this when cars were a whole lot cheaper. Come on, oh glory to God. But I simply walked up to the salesman that was coming out there and I said, I got a check from the Space Center and to buy a car. I got this amount of money. I'm buying a car today, take it or leave it. This car was loaded, sunroof. Come on, guess what? Guy come out 5 minutes later, he said, we'll take it. That wasn't the end of it. Went back to the bank. The car had so much equity in it that they used it to pay off my wife's credit card debt. So not only did it help us to get a car, but it straightened out our credit all at the same time. After what? Fasting, praying, giving, and sitting quietly before the Lord. We have learned, you want to say, you know, what are some of the things that you're doing to be, you know, well, I'll put it this way. If you want to be successful, if you want to be, I'm not here to pump my horn, toot my horn. I'm saying that if you want to get some things done spiritually, oh glory to God, if you want to overcome spiritually, you're going to have to learn to combine prayer with other things. Are y'all getting this? I'm just about done. Oh glory to God. Somebody say worship. 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 The Canaanite woman. She came. She had a child that was demon possessed. Oh glory to God. She didn't have no money. But guess what she did? She worshiped. She worshiped. Oh glory to God. You need to include worship when you believe in God for healing, restoration, deliverance. Somebody say worship. Not just at church, at home also. Sometimes you gotta put some music on, raise those hands, walk around your house and worship. Somebody say worship. Oh glory to God. You know, if you worship at the house, it'll be easier to worship when you hit the church. Jesus' mother was basically telling him, when he says, you know, woman, it's not my time, and she was basically saying, what you been doing in private, do it in the public. Come on. I know you've been doing something in private, oh glory to God, because guess what? Joseph did it, but every time I look around in the pantry, we got extra food. So do what you been doing. I know you're doing something. What you been doing, do it here in the public. Oh glory to God. But then sometimes God said, okay, all right. You've been praising, you've been worshiping me in the private. Now worship me in the public. Raise your hands. Come on, let the people see you worship. You're a worshiper. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then I talk about the atmosphere, that the atmosphere has to be right. I'm just about done. The atmosphere. Sometimes the atmosphere is not right. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this here. I did say something about it, but let me say this here. Jesus, the Bible says that there were people that brought this blind man to Jesus. It's a wonderful picture of intercession. It's a wonderful picture of intercession, a picture. In the Bible, when you begin to read the Bible long enough, you'll start seeing pictures of things. They're bringing, and it's what we do, through intercession. Come on, we bring people to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Then we let Jesus take over. Come on. We bring people to Jesus. And then after Jesus took him by the hand. The Bible says he led him up out of that place. Sometimes God got to lead us out of places where there's a whole lot of unbelief. Come on, to get some things done. The Bible says when Jesus was in his hometown, the Bible says that he did not do many miracles there because of what? Unbelief. Because of unbelief. And so sometimes the atmosphere is not right. Sometimes God got to lead you out of a place, lead you out of a familiar place, lead you out of, take you by the hand and lead you from a crowd of people that's really hindering you and causing you to not see the truth. Come on. It's the truth that will, somebody say, make you free. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, stop looking outside yourself. Stop looking outside yourselves. Sometimes we're looking. Oh, glory to God. I'm gonna wrap this thing up. But sometimes we're looking outside of ourselves. We're counting the oil, the anointing that's on the inside of us as insignificant. You're looking at somebody else's oil. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're looking at somebody else's anointing. Thank God.
I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory. With an I, in other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with another Christmassy question today. With all the bright lights and colorful ornaments, it's easy to glamorize the birth of Christ and completely miss the drama surrounding Mary's pregnancy. She was an unmarried teenager having to explain a miraculous pregnancy. You could excuse her friends, neighbors, and family members for doubting her story. Her response from God's Word, "Behold the slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." Now, John, how could Mary be so calm, so obedient?
Well, because she knew she hadn't sinned. She knew her own heart. She knew her own conscience. She could say with the Apostle Paul that I have lived godly. So she knew what everybody else didn't know. She knew the truth of her testimony that she was pregnant because of the Holy Spirit. Naturally, everybody else is going to be suspicious because it just has never been that way. And even if they knew about the situation with Zacharias and Elizabeth, there was no virgin birth there, even though they were past the age of bearing children. They would know that was a divine miracle because she couldn't get pregnant by anybody. Elizabeth couldn't. So that one would be a little easier to explain if that was ever a question raised. But in Mary's case, it just didn't seem anywhere near expected or normal. And so I think the reason she was at peace with it was because she knew the truth. Also, other people only heard Joseph's story about the angel. They were there firsthand, so they had the